And now to show how micros can be very entertaining, as well as in your tummy, here's a performance scheduled for Australia, including at the World Festival of Science at Brisbane. Meet the tardigrades.
These are scientists. Their job is to ask questions, questions we don't know the answers to.
So the show is basically these scientists find this tiny little creature.
Tiny?
A tardigrade.
Also known as a water bear. Also known as a moss piglet.
Aww.
And they decide to put it through a sequence of very difficult environments.
Experiment. Electric. Poison.
Including a desert, a lava-filled area, a very, very deep ocean, an extreme cold environment. And putting a character under extreme stress is hilarious when it's done well. And what can be put under greater stress than a tardigrade?
Gareth Davis plays one of the two scientists who have this microscopic tardigrade in their sights. The average tardigrade is about a millimetre. They're plump, with eight legs. At the end of each is a tiny set of claws. Small but mighty, tardigrades can survive temperatures up to 150 degrees Celsius and down to nearly absolute zero.
So actually that informed the tone of the show a lot, because we realised we could do things like effectively kill this tiny little creature and it would bounce back from anything.
Claire Watson is the director of this stage show for kids, Moss Piglet.
I had been given the task of make a small show for Windmill. So I was thinking small, 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 tiny, microscopic, and got to tardigrades. And I just thought about the tardigrade as a story for young people. Young people are getting so much information about tipping points and extinction events. And to me, the tardigrade is a real symbol of hope and a real symbol of resilience. And it's a creature that has survived five extinction periods. So it felt like a really great story to be telling young people.
But in order to tell the story, Claire and Gareth needed to find out more about tardigrades and how they became so resilient.
We had a scientist who we zoomed a couple of times. Damn, I wish I'd remembered his name.
I'm Mark Stevens from the South Australian Museum, senior researcher in terrestrial invertebrates.
Dr. Stevens first came across tardigrades in Antarctica about 25 years ago. But these little guys have been around since at least the Cambrian period.
So 500 million years ago, and they look the same as they do today.
Again, plump, eight legs. To me, they look like a mix between a caterpillar and a pig.
They're an amazing creature that's been highly successful. They are perfectly adapted to the environments they live in, and they live in almost every environment. They can cope with droughts, they cope with radiation, with pressure. They've been taken and exposed to the atmospheres of space.
There are a few ways tardigrades are able to survive all of this.
They have a ton, so they can survive in that for up to 100 years or more.
The ton is a form of cryptobiosis, which is a reversible state of suspended animation that sees the tardigrade dry out and shrink.
And their metabolism goes down to almost zero. They're able to stay in that state for, we don't really know how long, easily decades.
Tardigrades survive this cryptobiosis by creating special proteins that protect against DNA damage, radiation, heat, and freezing. Scientists hope that maybe one day we'll be able to mimic these extreme survival skills.
They're going to outlive humans by a very long time.
There's still so much we don't know about tardigrades. After all, there are roughly 1,300 species. But at least in the play, Gareth's job is to find out more through trial and error in a series of haphazard scientific experiments.
So we wanted the scientists that are doing these questions to be childlike.
Alive!
And so these kind of really goofy scientists hopefully have a childlike curiosity about all the bits and bobs and things they can touch and feel and burn and light and freeze and throw. Hopefully the same curiosity that the kids have at that age.
The science characters, they're kind of clowns as well, aren't they? And they're sort of like, if the tardigrade in the world is a kid, then they're the grown-ups.
No matter what the scientists do, the tardigrade survives. He's thrown into a volcano. Abandoned on the slopes of a snowy mountain. Submerged underwater to dance with a jellyfish. And sent to outer space.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
The kids see the tardigrade take off in a rocket as a cardboard cutout of Earth floats in the background.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff.
One of the big things about this show that we were desperate to include and really have fun with was just the idea of perspective. The idea that this thing is microscopic and so tough. There's the metaphor of being a tiny little creature and being tough. But then there's also zooming out and being a human on a tiny little globe, on a tiny little solar system and a tiny little galaxy and whatever universe there is.
The great thing about being small is that your adventures are enormous.
So that was a thing that we really wanted them to get a sense of as well, is imagine how big the world is if you were smaller than the head of a pin. Imagine how big everything would be. Now, if we look up from where we are now, imagine how extraordinary and big and endless that universe is that's looking down on us.
Wow.
Planet Earth, it is full of wonders. It may look tiny from where we are, but everything's tiny from somewhere. After all, it's just a matter of perspective. Now, zoom out.
Water Bears and Moss Piglets, a micro-performance by the Windmill production team at the World Festival of Science, and formerly at the Opera House as well in Sydney. Talented micros are everywhere, not only in your faecal transplants.